I'm going to talk about impairment. And impairment, that's going to be a term that I'll use, because lawyers can be impaired for any number of reasons. It doesn't have to just be alcohol or drug abuse. It includes depression and includes things that cause depression, divorce, difficult family circumstances, and so forth. But once an impairment shows itself, then we have to deal with it. We need to deal with it, and we need to do so proactively. But I want you to think about this, what we're going to talk about today, in two different perspectives. One is, what if I'm the one that's impaired? What do I do? And am I at risk? And then two, what am I going to do if the other counsel is the one that's impaired? And so I'm going to start with my autobiography. And the broad brush here is that in the course of 11 months, I lost four very close people to me. And obviously it still hurts. My grandfather was the first one. And by the way, to complete the story, at the time I had two different trials. I had two different trials set, one in county court, one down at the State Office of Administrative Hearings, actually right across the street here. Trial settings set, procedural schedule set, and everything's ready to go. And these two things are going to happen at the same time. And then everybody starts dying on me, and it created some serious problems. And the opposing counsels in those two adversary proceedings acted entirely differently to me.